This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Ever feel like you're throwing darts in the dark trying to attract local customers online?
I bet. It's a common struggle. But honestly, paid search can be a laser-focused tool, especially for local businesses. We're going deep today on how to make PPC work for you, bringing those nearby customers right to your doorstep.
I love it. And to guide our deep dive, we're pulling some great tips from Chris Bradley's article, Paid Search Tips for Local Business.
It's packed with actionable strategies. We'll break down the most impactful ones so you can walk away with clear, easy-to-implement steps, no getting lost in the weeds.
Perfect. So let's jump right in with this concept Bradley emphasizes. Thinking smaller geographically.
Mm-hmm.
He's really advocating for targeting specific cities, suburbs, maybe even neighborhoods, instead of just casting a wide net over an entire region. Why is that so crucial?
Well, think about it this way. When you target smaller, you're ensuring that your ad dollars reach people who are actually within a reasonable distance to visit your business.
Right. It makes your ad spend much more efficient.
Exactly. Most PPC platforms give you the tools to get really specific, you know. Radius targeting, zip code selection, all those granular controls help you avoid wasting money on people who are unlikely to become customers just because they happen to live in the same broad area.
Okay, so that makes sense. But Bradley takes it a step further, suggesting we personalize ads for each of those tiny areas. Is that really necessary? I mean, does it make that much of a difference?
It can be surprisingly effective. Think about the psychology behind it. Let's say you see an ad for the best pizza near the library on Elm Street.
I'd probably be intrigued, especially if I'm near that library.
Exactly. That kind of hyper-local messaging instantly creates a stronger connection than something generic like pizza delivery in your city. It cuts through the noise and grabs your attention because it feels relevant to you specifically.
So it's not just about efficiency. It's about that personalized appeal that resonates with local audiences.
You got it. It can be a powerful way to attract those unexpected local clients who might not have found you otherwise.
I like it. Okay, so we've nailed down the right location targeting. Now let's make it super easy for those local searchers to connect with our business. Bradley talks about the importance of ad extensions here.
Ah, yes, ad extensions. These are like little bonus features you can add to your main PPC ad. And for local businesses, they can be game changers.
What kinds of extensions are we talking about?
Well, one of the most important ones is location extensions. This allows you to display your address right in the ad. So if someone's searching for a restaurant on their phone, for example, they can instantly see where you're located.
Makes perfect sense. No need to even visit the website first.
Exactly. And even more direct, you can include a call button with your phone number. So someone searching for, say, pizza delivery near me can literally just tap a button and call you right from the ad.
Oh, wow. That's super convenient.
Right. It eliminates so much friction. And Bradley highlights a few business types that particularly benefit from this: restaurants, pizza places, you know, things like that. He also mentions nightclubs.
Oh, yeah. If you're searching for a place to go out tonight, you want that instant contact option.
For sure. And real estate agents, too, being able to call or see listings right from the ad can be a huge advantage in that competitive market.
So ad extensions are all about catering to that immediate need for information or action.
Absolutely. They streamline the process and make it as easy as possible for potential customers to connect with you.
So we've targeted them with laser focus. We've given them a quick way to connect. What about when they actually click on the ad? What happens then? Bradley really stresses the importance of mobile optimization, which seems obvious, but why is it still so critical?
Because let's face it, the vast majority of people searching for local businesses are doing so on their smartphones.
True. So if they click on your ad and land on a website that isn't mobile friendly,
you're going to lose them. It's that simple. If it loads slowly, if it's difficult to navigate on a small screen, if they have to zoom in and out to read the text, forget it.
They'll just bounce back to the search results and click on a competitor site.
Yep. It's like having a beautifully designed storefront, but the door is jammed, or it's too cluttered inside for anyone to move around.
Okay, that's a great analogy. So a smooth, easy, mobile experience is absolutely crucial for turning those clicks into customers.
No question. And finally, we've got to talk about the language we use in our ads. Bradley touches on something really interesting here, the importance of knowing and speaking the local language.
It's more than just choosing the right keywords, right?
Right. This is about understanding those little cultural nuances that make your community unique. Are there any local abbreviations or nicknames for certain neighborhoods?
Like SoHo for south of Houston and New York City, for example.
Exactly. Or maybe there's a certain slang term that locals use. Using that kind of language in your ads can be really powerful.
I can see that. It shows that you're not just some faceless corporation. You actually understand the community you're serving.
Exactly. It creates a sense of trust and connection. On the other hand, if you use generic language or, worse, get the local lingo wrong, it can actually alienate people. They'll sense that you're not really one of them.
So it's about authenticity
uh-huh.
and demonstrating that you're a part of the local fabric.
You nailed it.
Okay. So let's bring it all home. What are the key takeaways here for making local PPC truly effective?
I'd say the big ones are thinking hyper-local in your targeting. Using ad extensions to encourage direct engagement, making sure your mobile experience is top-notch, and speaking the language of your community.
Those seem like really manageable steps, nothing too overwhelming or complicated.
Exactly. And when you combine them, they create a really powerful strategy for attracting and converting those nearby customers.
Awesome. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but I'll leave you with this. How deeply do you really understand the nuances of your local community? It's something to ponder because those insights can be your secret weapon in the world of digital advertising.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30-plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at DoubleDome.com to set up a free consultation.